Hey, this is Seth.
And this is Cheryl.
You're listening to Cat with Monocle.
Today, we will be talking about the movie Migration. And with us today, we have a special guest, Davey, who's 9 years old, who also saw the movie. Say hello, Davey.
Hi.
Okay. So, I guess I'll tell a little bit about it. Yep. There's a family of ducks that are living their nice, quiet life with a dad who's quite fearful of the outside world, and in the opening scene, he's telling stories of the horror of ever leaving their pond and scaring his two children, who are Dax, his son, and Gwen. Dax, played by Casper Jennings, and Gwen, played by Tressie Gazal, if I'm saying that right. He's telling a bedtime story, and the kids are terrified, pretty much. with time, there's another duck family that comes upon their pond during migration and tells about the wonders of Jamaica and how they're migrating down to Jamaica to enjoy the tropics. And that convinces the mom, Elizabeth Banks, who's played by Elizabeth Banks, that she wants to go and the kids want to go. And essentially, it's the whole family against Dad, and everyone's sad when he says no, but somehow he finds it in himself that he's like, okay, let's do this. I want my family to be happy. So they start on an adventure, and an adventure it is. All sorts of interesting hiccups and whatnot along the way. Don't want to give too many spoilers, but... essentially, it's a story of the family getting to know themselves, getting to know each other, and making some friends along the way. Do you think that pretty much encompasses the story?
Yeah, I mean, it rounds it up, but also you're missing one important fact.
Oh.
You're missing that Uncle Dan's also a big part of the family, too. Voiced by Danny DeVito.
Yeah, okay. He's part of it, but I wouldn't say he was necessarily like a primary character so much as the others are. But he's definitely a great supporting.
He's the comic relief of the family, you could say. At least I think so. But also the fact that they try to leave him behind, and they the children kind of convince him to go, even though he didn't want to go.
Dad especially was like, yeah, okay, it's fine. Let's go. It's fine. Uncle Dan doesn't want to go. But the kids really love Uncle Dan, so they convince Uncle Dan to go, and he does.
In a cute way.
Yeah. Gives the puppy dog eyes for a duck.
How does he do the cute way?
He does it like, he pops his kind of like his eyes out, and then he's like, feet.
Yep. Gwen, she definitely convinced Uncle Dan to do that. So
yeah.
So yeah. So does that pretty much encompass the story for the most? Okay.
Well, you
without spoilers, of course.
Well, sure.
Okay. So.
Oh well. Excuse me. So the overall film, obviously, it's, you know, if you've seen a trailer of it, it's exactly what you think it is. It's migrating to from up, I think, northeast of, it seems like, the U.S. to going down to Jamaica, to nice weather-based, you know, tropical land. But they've run through a lot of scenarios where, you know, I guess, you know, Mac, who's the voice by...
Casper Jennings?
No, that's the father.
Oh, you said Mac? Oh, yeah. Okay. Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah.
So Mac?
Yeah, so... you know, Mac being, you know, very, you know, scared of the outside world and everything that could go wrong was happening, but it ended up being an adventure along the way, and it also made, you know, friends and a new flock of birds along the way. But there was a lot of aspects where it was, you had some colorful parts and then you had some grungy areas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they go through New York based, like a New York City based kind of a city.
I know usually we do this before we get started. I think we forgot this time. But how would you rate it so far? Like, just before we go into the details of
sure,
everything.
Sure, that's true. I would rate this right now at a, you know, between a 4 and a 4.25.
Okay, and I would probably put it at a 3.75 to a 4. Mm-hmm. Davey, do you want to give a number, or do you want to talk about that at the end?
It's out of
go
five.
Ahead, yeah, whatever you think.
Out of 5.
No, out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Oh, you really liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did? Okay. Great.
What did you like about the film?
It had some great music, and there's a lot of action happening with, like, creepy stuff, but also funny stuff at the same time.
There's creepy stuff? What did you find creepy?
Yeah, the fish out of the bed where they go in the swamp in the wrong way.
Oh, out of the pan?
Yeah.
Oh, that was kind of creepy, yeah.
Yeah, then they were trying to eat them, but then they saved them by a fish.
Brooding a fish.
Yeah. There was a herring that the dad has always had great fear and instilled fear in the children towards these other birds. There's a scene where, you know, it's questionable on whether the herrings are going to try to eat them or not. And technically, we really never know if they really would or not.
No,
but
the writing was pretty fun, though.
She was cute saying, like, oh, I'm so going to eat them. Like, I'm not.
Your
I'm
kids are
joking.
So cute. I'm going to eat them. Yeah, joking, was... or am I?
Yeah, that was, and the one who, and like that hearing that was... is voiced by Carol Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty funny in how she kind of just made it seem like she was, what was the word I'm looking for? Senile.
No, I just think she played an elderly bird with an elderly husband who, I don't think he ever said any words because he was kind of...
No, but apparently he was a great hunter back in his day from what I was told.
Yeah. So.
All the birds were afraid of the chef, too. Because the cooked turkey.
Yeah. Hold on. We want to make sure there's no spoilers. But yes, there's a chef later on in the movie. But, okay, so let's talk about... what about the characters? How did we feel about the acting?
Oh, I thought the acting was actually quite good.
Yeah.
I think the family of bird was a nice balance from a father that, was learning at the same time of trying to open up to a new world and where the mom is trying to want to get out there, wanting to travel, which I guess who wouldn't, and then not cooped up in the same pond for year after year, winter through winter, and just get out there. And then the kids, you know, they're itching to get out too. And explore. Mm-hmm. And I think just the story of how them getting like, all right, we're going to finally go out and we're going to go down to Jamaica, like, you know, apparently everybody else is doing. You know, of course, you know, Uncle Dan's there too. And he helps push everybody. Well, not really. I still like Uncle Dan. So,
yeah.
Okay. Who doesn't like Uncle Dan?
I thought he was okay. I didn't really think he added too much value to it, but overall, I thought the acting was just like, meh, it was okay. Like, it wasn't bad, but I don't think it was, like, great. Yeah. I didn't find it anything spectacular. I thought it was fine. Like, it did the job. It wasn't bad. It was just, it was meh. It was fine. I would say there's other movies that were...
Probably better.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm leaning towards a 3.75 to a 4.0, I think the writing was good, but it wasn't great. Like, if we want to, you know, compare, you know, bird movies, Angry Bird, was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Very well written. It had just enough of the adult undertones without having the kids, you know, make it, you know, push it over to not being a kid movie. Yeah. So it was more entertaining for the adult. But this one I thought was more themed definitely towards kids. It's a kids movie. What did you think, Davey, of the characters and the acting and whatnot?
I thought the acting was pretty good. It was really funny of what they did. And the character that I don't like is Uncle Dan.
Oh, yeah?
Because he was kind of, like, not doing much. Like, he was, like, being lazy, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Because he was getting stuck all the time because he was fat. And he had to get pushed to his house by Mac. He was telling Mac to not go to leave the village. To leave the pond, because it would have been so dangerous and he didn't know the way, but he still went anyways because the mom convinced Mac.
Yeah, Pam.
Pam convinced Mac to go on an adventure to the place.
So you didn't like him because he was trying to hold the family back, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's more so about the that's the character. You didn't like the character, but what about the acting? Did you feel like it was effective? Like, if you didn't like him, to me that sounds like he was a very effective character.
I didn't like the acting of Uncle Dan. It seemed kind of weird. Same as the bird in the swamp.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
You didn't like Uncle Dan and the heron, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Uncle Dan was
the heron.
So you have something about Aaron. Older birds? Is that what's going on?
I'm not sure.
No, I think that actually, to me, says that you actually thought the acting was good because they were trying to be those creepy or lazy characters and they were effective at it. Yeah. So I think they acted very well for those characters. Would you say that's probably more accurate? It wasn't that you disliked the acting, it was that you didn't like the characters.
I didn't like the Danny DeVito.
DeVito. Danny DeVito. You didn't like the uncle. Okay. Dan. Okay.
Oh.
That's a character that I didn't like.
Okay.
I think the rest of them were fine.
Do you know who Danny DeVito is?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, we should pull out Junior and Twins and stuff like that.
Oh, the old school films?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a famous actor, man.
He's very famous. He's a very, very good actor.
I'm sorry for him, but I just don't like his acting in this movie.
Okay, all right. Well, there you have it, folks. Davey is not a fan of Danny DeVito's acting in this movie.
I'm sure in other movies I would appreciate it.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just the character himself. Maybe it's the character that you just didn't really resonate with.
You know what? He doesn't like him. That's fine. Okay, so that's the characters and music. Music. I've said before that I haven't been. I'm not big into following music and whatnot. So music doesn't really resonate with me. I don't think there was anything that stood out about the music. I thought the background music was fine and functional. It wasn't something that jumped out to make it extra great or wonderful.
No.
And there was nothing like a musical kind of thing.
No, it's not like a musical like workout or anything, but it was more like it just kept you in, you know, into the film. So it did its job for what it was, but it didn't go above and beyond.
Yeah, it wasn't distracting in any way, for me, anyway.
Well, which is a good thing, too.
It is a good thing, yeah.
So you focus more on the story, you focus on the characters, the animation, and so, I mean, it filled the void of what was going on behind.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Davey? I remember you mentioning when you were talking about it that you liked the music. Tell me about it.
I recognize the music from a lot of stuff that I listen to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
There was some music in there?
That you listened to?
Yeah, like the end of the part song. The end of the song, like, where everyone was dancing.
The salsa dancing?
Yeah.
Okay. The salsa dancing? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with the sun Dax and the other part of the family with the blue wing family.
Kim. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, at the very end when they were dancing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so you recognize some of the music. That's great. I did not.
No. Well, it's good to know that. It's going toward the movies, gearing towards the younger audience.
Yep, sure. Your generation. That's great.
Yep. But it was, it also tells it's a good family movie, because if you were able to watch it, you would enjoy it. And I didn't mind it at all. And I actually like, Danny DeVito. And he did. And you enjoy it for other different ways. So overall, the movie Migration is a good family film. Would you go see it again, Davey?
Yeah.
Would you go see it again, Cheryl?
In theaters, probably not. It was fine to see it like a first time, but would I see it a second time in theaters? Probably not. But would if it was on TV or something like that, yeah, I'd watch it. I wouldn't mind watching it again.
Yeah.
Would you see it again, Dan?
I would see it again, but I agree with Cheryl on watching it probably when it came up like streaming or TV or whatnot.
I don't know that I would go out to purchase it to make it part of my collection kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate what it is, and it's definitely kid friendly.
Was there any parts of the film that you thought either dragged too long or just didn't do enough? Or
I mean, there was some parts of it that, like, it got some laughs from me, because, it's silly and goofy. And
yeah,
like
for everyone in the movie theater.
Too. Yeah, there were a lot of kids in the movie theater
yep.
for this early release. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which was cool. I it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So far I'm leaning towards a 3.75 now that I'm thinking about it. But between the two that I was mentioning before, but we'll see. Okay. We'll see how it lands.
I thought that the time during when they were in New York, the New York-based city, was pretty entertaining. They got through a lot of hoops. The camera angles of the bird flying through through the buildings, in the crowd, the tunnels, and all that.
Yeah,
that was interesting. It was really fast pace, but I thought they did a good job with all that action going on and how crazy it was in New York and how a new flock of birds come in out of, never experienced this, and how they would take it.
The country folk coming into the big city. Actually, you mentioned one thing that the animation was beautiful.
It was very colorful. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, was there were some bright, colorful things going on, and there were some grunge areas. And going to the city, it was more of a grungy, and I got the feel of it. And then before and afterwards was very colorful. I think the animation style and what was going on, like, you could like tell like the details of the birds was pretty nice. The style was great too. The thing that surprised me is that Illumination has been doing a great job with their animations. Mm-hmm. They just did the Super Mario Brothers, which has done very well in theaters.
Oh yeah, that's been a huge hit. And just for those of you who aren't aware, Illumination is the animation department of Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. So
and they've done many other things like Minions, Despicable Me. Those are the biggest franchises.
Secret Life of Pets.
Secret Life of Pets is another one.
Illumination has done a lot of. Later, a lot of great work.
And this film not having a prequel, this is a brand new. There's no strength attached. I've been attached to any other kind of film, so it's not associated with Despicable Me or Secret Life of Pets. This is a brand new story, brand new characters, new thing, and for something just about birth, migrating to a new area, it actually does a pretty good job. I walked into this film like, oh, this is going to be pretty. Like, what can you really do with a movie about ducks? About migration. It was actually pretty funny.
Honestly, As always, I did not watch any trailers. I didn't know anything about it. I actually asked if it was an animated one or not, and you had mentioned that it was. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I knew nothing going in. So when I walked into the movie theater, I saw the big advertisement that they have set up for, you know, taking photos and whatnot, and it was beautiful. But I walked into the movie theater itself, and they had this beautiful screen up, and I was like, wow. I was like, okay, the animation is going to be beautiful. And I didn't know anything until afterwards about what mm-hmm. you know, what studio did it, or what other movies the studio's done or anything like that. But now that I know that, you know, it's, you know, the same studio did
yep.
Mario, which was great, Despicable Me, Minions, Secret Life of Pets, you know, all those are all bright and beautiful and vibrant. Yep. So I actually feel like I'm thinking about it, and with the exception of Mario, which I think was exceptional, I think it falls in the same tone as the other ones.
And there's a reason why for that, and this may be a different time we would have to talk about this, because you have a third party known as Nintendo being involved with the project.
Oh, so okay.
They are very protective of their brand.
Sure,
whereas
sure.
Whereas this is a new story by Illumination, from Illumination.
Okay, so that would explain why I might have right. a different feel for Mario, but yeah. but that's great that, you know, I think we should talk about that at a different point, but I would say that it follows the same tone as the Despicable Me Minions. Yes. Like, I wasn't, like, I like the movies, but they were fine. They weren't great to me, mm-hmm. but they're great for kids. So tell me what your thoughts were on the animation, Davey, the way the...
I really liked it. Like, it felt like I was in, like, a different world, and it was very beautiful.
Okay.
It was. Okay. Was there any particular scene that you liked the most?
Probably the end of the part of the movie.
When everyone was dancing and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, when they were in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Is it because you want to go to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh,
is,
okay.
Is Jamaica
everybody
real?
Wants to go to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Is
yeah.
it real?
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, you sure is.
Oh, I hope that's I've been there more. Water.
Oh, it's beautiful there. Beautiful.
So
we'll talk about that a different time.
So from what I'm hearing, if you watch this movie, that means you have to go to Jamaica.
Yeah, I would agree with this statement.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. Overall, your final score?
I would say, now that we've talked about it a little bit further, I would actually put it at a 4. That animation really pulled it up for me.
Oh, okay.
Right. It was very beautiful. So okay. I would say 4.
Okay.
Davey, where are you at?
Still 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on a 4 actually with this.
You're on a 4?
Yep.
Okay.
Overall, like I said, it's a good family movie. I think it's good. Those who are interested in watching the movie, which I think it's a good film to take your family.
Good Christmas movie
yeah.
for the family.
Yeah.
So if you have one of those traditions where you see movies on Christmas or sometime between Christmas and New Year's mm-hmm. or other holidays and New Year's, it's a good family-friendly movie to see. As far as parents are concerned, it's entertaining enough to keep your attention. And there's some cute aspects to it. You'll get a few laughs. So it's, I would say it's pretty good. I'd stick with my 4 for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
And you said you go watch it again, Davey?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you go in theaters or would you...
Watch it at home.
You would watch it at home?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not in theaters. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else we want to...
No, I think that kind of wraps up. I think from what we want to get out there on... about the film, and you know, appreciate the early screening to discuss about it, and mm-hmm. again, you know.
And thank you, Davey, for joining us today to talk a little bit about the movie and give your perspective, and I thought that was really, really interesting about the music, actually. I wouldn't mm-hmm. have picked up on that, so. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that about wraps it up. I think that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Davey, for joining us today. And this is Cheryl.
This is Seth, the Cat with Monocle.
Have a great day.
Bye.